TSTC instructor offers tips for preparing home ahead of winter weather. Texas border business. Harlingen, Texas. It is wintertime in Texas, and preparing your home for frigid temperatures can be a smart decision. Hector Rosa is the Building Construction Technology Program Director at Texas State Technical College's Harlingen campus. Recently, he talked about how homeowners can best prepare their homes for severe winter weather. Why should a homeowner winterize their home? Preparing your home for winter weather will not only save energy, but avoid high energy costs. I suggest that a homeowner install new attic and wall insulation. That will prevent water damage and humidity from entering a home and avoid discomfort. How much should a homeowner save for winterizing costs? A suggested amount to save could be between $200 to $1,000, depending on which areas of your home need to be upgraded. Why is it important to replace roof shingles? Replacing roof shingles will not only prevent leakage, but it can help save on future expenses after winter weather has passed. How and when should a heater or furnace be maintained? Since a heater is not utilized all year, it will need proper maintenance prior to the start of cold weather. It is suggested to check for any leaks, especially if you are using a gas heater. If you own a furnace, make sure that it turns on and the filter has been changed. A tune-up also is suggested to get a heater or furnace back to its full performance. Why should exterior siding be replaced? High winds, rain, and freezing temperatures will cause exterior siding to deteriorate and damage the structure of the home. If it appears withered, it should be replaced. Why should a home's foundation be checked? Homes are known to have cracks and gaps that appear and widen after many years. Freezing temperatures can cause major damage. I suggest contacting a local contractor who can fix those parts of your home. What steps should be taken to prevent water pipes from freezing? It's important to insulate your pipes and conduct a test to ensure the water is running throughout the entire system. Make sure that there is a slight water drip from a faucet. That can prevent your pipes from freezing. First-line supervisors of construction trades and extraction workers in Texas earn an average annual salary of $64,470, according to onetonline.org, which projected these positions to grow by 23% in the state through 2030. TSTC offers an Associate of Applied Science degree in Building Construction Technology and a Certificate of Completion in Building Construction, Craftsman on its Harlingen and Waco campuses. For more information about TSTC, visit tstc.edu.